in Revelation chapter 6, in verse 12, the third thing that happens there is the moon becomes like blood. Now, in the natural, a moon is a reflection of the light of the sun, and so the moon can only give shineness like its bright light in the night if it has a light of the sun to respond to. When we don't see the moon at night, it's because the sun and the moon are not in an appropriate connection of relationship in the sky for the moon to be able to reflect or to respond to the sun by shining into the night. In our own relationships, whether it be marriage or a leadership team or any kind of a relationship, I can only respond to the light of that relationship is if I'm in a proper relationship with the light of that relationship, the source of the relationship. Now, when the sun becomes black, the light becomes darkness, natural light becomes sight, the moon then becomes like blood. The Bible teaches that the life of the flesh is in the blood. It does not say anywhere in Scripture that the life is in the blood. Truth is, the life is in the Spirit. Life is in the Holy Spirit. Human spirit needs to be one with Holy Spirit to be truly life-giving human beings. But without a connection with a life-giving spirit, then you're left with the flesh. And so the life of the flesh is in the blood. There had to be a shedding of blood to give us the cup of the Spirit. So Jesus drank all of the cup of the flesh. He finished it once for all so that we could drink the cup of the Spirit. But in the flesh, the life of the flesh is in the blood. And so if I don't have a proper relationship with my wife, I get offended when something offensive happens. It's going to happen. She doesn't think like me. So on days when she doesn't think like me, if I'm not careful, I'll make a judgment that she's just thought wrong because I forgot she's not in my head. She's in her own. And I forgot that her head and my head make one head, one flesh. We're one. And so I didn't respond to her rightly. And so I made a judgment based on that offense, and that judgment according to something that she really did or something I thought she did, it was natural. And I allowed my light now to become my own darkness. And so then that moved to a point I don't respond to her rightly. And so now what I'm doing is I'm responding to my own flesh, my own needs. The life of the blood is in the flesh. And so my moon, my light of responding to her now becomes really a testimony of defilement. And so I don't live by faith now. I didn't do works that speak of my faith. And so now I'm not responding rightly. And so I've taken this offense and I've made a judgment and now I'm in defilement. And so I'm learning that my world, my thoughts are beginning to think about me. I live in my own world. I'm entertaining carnal thinking. What do I get out of this? I've been defiled. I become self-seeking. I begin to do works of the flesh. I begin to be confused. My thoughts entertain thoughts of lies. I'm imagining with this. I'm not responding. I'm retreating. I'm defiled. I'm thinking about me. I'm entertaining what do I get? What didn't I get? So I'm not living for the day. I'm not living to respond to the light of this relationship. We can take these things with God. If I get offended with God, I make a judgment of God. And then I don't live to respond to Him. I say, well, God, you never care. You don't even look at me. You don't know where I'm at. And so I get defiled. I begin to think about me. I'm not responding rightly. And so I begin to have carnal understanding that replaces the testimony of being us. I don't live in this place of responding to the other person or responding in the relationship. And so the result will be I set myself up for the next stage, which is found in verse 13 of Revelation 6. In verse 13, it says, the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it's shaken by a mighty wind. Now, the stars are a place of relationship, submission one to another. I'll never forget when my oldest granddaughter was little. She was spending the night one time, and in the middle of the night, she woke up, and she asked me about a smoke detector on the ceiling. She said, Gopa, is that a star? And I said, well, no, that's a smoke detector, but it kind of looks like a star, doesn't it? She said, yeah, it does. It looks like a star. And she said, you know, you can find your way by the stars. And I said, yeah, really? She said, they make animal shapes, and And if you're lost, you can find those shapes. You can find your way by the stars. And I said, well, you've seen that? She said, well, I learned it on a show. I said, what show? She said, Curious George. He was lost, but he found his way because the stars make animal shapes. And so the truth is, when we're in relationship with one another, we are creating a prophetic map. We are creating a submission map, a life-giving map. We are creating a testimony of life that others can find their way by. But if I am shaken by an earthquake, I take an offense, and then my light becomes actually darkness, and I still call it light. I make a judgment according to what is naturally true or I think is naturally true. I've gotten offended. I made a judgment. Now I'm defiled. I'm thinking about myself. I'm not responding in this relationship. And the result now is I'm not living for submission. So I no longer see myself as a star in the big picture of us. I don't see the need to respond to you. And so I'll actually accuse your authority of controlling me. Or I'll accuse your authority of manipulating me. And I'll accuse you of being a taker. But the truth is, I'm looking at myself as an individual. I'm not looking at myself as a star in the animal shape that others can find their way by. I'm not looking for myself in this place. And so what happens is my star is going to fall from heaven and it's going to become like a fig tree that drops its late figs. And so I'm going to set up myself. I'm no longer fruit. I'm no longer life-giving. I'm no longer sweet. I've been defiled. And so the result is this relationship is failing. And so I've taken offense. My light's become darkness and I'm moving into the area of relationship failure. So the next thing that happens is in verse 14 of Revelation 6, the sky receded as a scroll when it's rolled up. So the sky receded as a scroll when it's rolled up. Now, the sky is a symbol of heaven's destiny. We should pray, Our Father in heaven, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So to have it on earth as it is in heaven, it has to be in heaven. So I need to see as it is in heaven. Did you know that in a relationship, as it is in heaven is real before as it is on earth? In a marriage, as it is in heaven is real before it is on earth. And so we have to be able to see as it is in heaven. This is that vowed offering level, what God says about us. What do we contribute to this relationship to be us? But if I take an offense and I make a judgment according to the flesh, I become defiled. I begin to entertain thoughts of me and not us. And now I don't respond rightly. I don't live in relationship. I'm not living in relationship of being life-giving. I don't find myself as a star in the big picture. I find myself individually. And so I've made this judgment. I've become now in this place of being against this relationship. I'm negative. I'm death-giving in my confession. Nothing sweet like the figs fell. I'm negative in my attitude. I'm negative in my words. I'm negative in my expression. I'm not submitting. I'm fighting submission, fighting relationship. Then the result is now I'm moving into the place where I don't care. I'm moving into apathy. Okay, I no longer see as it is in heaven as more real than as it is on earth. And so I'm going to be distracted. I'm going to be vulnerable to other things on earth that prick my flesh that promise me better hopes, like cactus and thistles that grow in a dry place. They're going to prick my flesh. Other things, did I marry the right one? Is this the right leadership team? Is this the right church? So I'm going to begin to entertain those thoughts. Why? Because I took an offense. I made a judgment. I became defiled. I became negative. I'm prophetically negative. I'm anti-submission. I'm anti. And then I'm now entered into this place of apathy. I'm asleep to the relationship. I don't care anymore. There's no more dream as it is in heaven. So there's a loss of life in this relationship. So I'm asleep. I'm falling asleep to this relationship. I'm no longer awake to the purpose of this relationship. There are too many thorns, too many thistles to deal with, too many things that poke my flesh, too many things to respond to outside of the relationship. I have a loss of life. It's caused me to give up. And so I've yielded to the path of defilement and death. So I no longer give my vowed level. I no longer contribute to this relationship. So I've lost this. So I need to wake up. I need a miracle. I need to be impassioned to come back into this relationship. And so then the next thing that happens in this line of destruction of a relationship, it says, then every mountain and island moved out of its place. So mountains and islands are what define communities. Mountains are boundaries. Islands are territories. And so the mountains and the islands define who we are. But if I get offended and I make a judgment, I become defiled, I become I'm anti-submissive, I don't contribute, I'm apathetic. Now what happens is I become atrophy. I can't. And so I don't see the boundaries of this relationship as necessary anymore. So I'm willing to move the boundaries. I'm willing to move the mountains. I'm willing to move the islands. I'm willing to detach, to separate. I'm not part of this community anymore. What happens is atrophy has come in. I'm bound to logic and human reasoning. I can't make this level of come to unity, community, come to union, communion, come to union. And so I've lost the testimony. I'm no longer planted in this relationship. And I need the antidote of true love that would heal this. And so I've moved away from destiny. And then the next thing that happens in Revelation 6, verse 15, it says, the kings of the earth, great men, rich men, commanders, mighty men, slave and free men hid themselves in caves in the rocks of the mountains. And there's seven types of men here: kings, great men, rich men, commanders, mighty men, servants, and free men. I use the word servants because that's really what's being expressed here. In Isaiah 41, it talks about seven types of evergreen trees that are planted. You know, it's not better to be a king than it is to be a servant. We need more servants than kings. It's not better to be a free man than it is to be a servant. We need more free men, and we need servants, and we need mighty men. These are seven classes of men. It's all of humanity. But in a relationship, humanity is meant to have a destiny. But if humanity gets offended and separates from one another, then they become a place that calls out for the caves and the rocks. This is called a grave. This is called divorce. This is called death. In a leadership team relationship, when there's an offense, there's a judgment made according to the natural, then that leads to defilement, begin to entertain thoughts about you instead of us, and then you become anti-submissive, anti-connected, and then you become apathetic, I don't care, I don't contribute anymore, and then you become atrophy, I can't care anymore, and you're willing to see the boundaries moved, the mountains moved, you're not defined by us anymore. And then now you come to the point where you say, it's over. And you're calling for the holes in the ground. From dust you came, to dust you return. And that is the ultimate destruction of a relationship. And so you're cut off from the dedication. You've lost the dominion and destiny. So you're no longer living for the future generations in your marriage. You're no longer living for the future generations in this relationship team. And so you failed the test. There's no more faithfulness. You've lost your zeal for the covenant relationship. So the end result is you're naked. There's no more testimony of covenant. You're now living in the bitterness of past judgments, and you're not living for the future of hope and glory. So you're blind. You no longer have a vision of the future. And the offense is ruling your life. Bitterness rules your heart. And so passion to be dedicated to the fruit of relationship is gone. This is the destruction of a relationship. So relationships are made of commitment and faith that's demonstrated by works with responses that are responses based on measurements of judgments of love toward one another and submissions that allow us to receive and to give freely, to be us, contributions to be who we are for the sake of who we are together. And as it is in heaven, let it be on earth. And then also the testimony of love as a community and destiny. So when the enemy comes in, or we allow the enemy to come in, we destroy a relationship by offenses, judgments, defilements, insubordinations, apathies, atrophies, and divorce. So let me pray, because we've all been affected by these things in one way or another. But today is the first day of the rest of our lives. So Father, I just come to you right now. I pray for our marriages, anyone listening. I pray for our relationships with one another. I pray especially for these pastors, these leaders of church communities, for them and their leadership team, for them and the congregation. I pray for congregation members and leadership team members. I pray for us all. I ask that you would constantly give us a revelation of love so that our hearts are motivated toward you and toward one another based upon that love, and we'll make sacrifices of faith that are motivated with love from our hearts, and that you'll allow us to recognize who one another are and see that the gifts of word, expression, and spirit of one another is really a gift of the testimony of who we're meant to be, and we need each other. We're lost without one another. And so help us, God, that our responses would be based upon that relationship. And that out of those responses, we would have a submission one to another according to the life that is given of you to be us. And that we would not have any anti, but we would be pro all that we are in you. That we would be life givers and not life takers. That we would not be apathetic, but we would be wide awake to you and contribute who we're meant to be in the relationships you've called us to. That we would be intimate with one another and understand the boundaries, the highs and the lows, the territories of who we're meant to be as a community together. And that we would live for the future glory of the children, the children's children. That's the fruit of our relationship. And that we would not end up in a grave or in destruction. I pray that you heal everyone who's experienced the enemy's fight against them. I recognize we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, so destroy the destroyer and let love win in Jesus' name.